This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3443 for Wednesday, the 13th of October 2021. Today's show is entitled, Newton Battery Replacement. It is hosted by Rowan, and is about 10 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is Rowan describes replacing the battery in his Newton M4.1 electric lawnmower.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm going to be talking about replacing the batteries for a Neutron lawnmower, electric lawnmower. I purchased this probably back in the early 2000s, 2004-ish, I think. It's traveled from house to house, and actually it was at my parents for a while, and I just recently got it back. I know in my composting episode, I talked about how we had lawn guys doing our lawn, but I think I'm now going to be taking that over. The grass seems to be going crazy. Oh, she's inside. Neighbor's walking by with her dog, looking for our little puppy who likes to run in the yard. Oh, and now they're passing another neighbor with a bigger dog. Anyway, so I am now going to be doing our grass, I think. It's just been going crazy around this last year, so I just can't afford to have the grass people come as often as it needs to be mowed. So I decided my parents didn't want the mower anymore, so I got it back from them. Unfortunately, when I got it back, and I figured the batteries were going to be dead because it had been a while, and I know they hadn't used it. But they didn't even have the sort of battery case that you slide into the mower. So I looked around to see, you can't buy replacements anymore. Neutron, I think, was bought out by DR or some other company. And even if you can still find the website, and it looks like you could still buy some of the accessories, but they're just not doing the batteries. So I did find on eBay a battery case, just the case, for around $40 US that would fit in my model. And so I ordered that, and I double-checked to make sure that it would fit when I got here. And then I went on Amazon, and I bought you need two 12-volt batteries. Because it runs at 24 volt. I guess the ones that fit, and I think the way it looks like, perhaps Neutron did it, was they had two 12 volt batteries you run in series. So I ordered the Mighty Max battery ML 10-12. Which was one of the ones that was suggested on Amazon and seemed to have okay reviews. So right now I just took the batteries out. I'm actually going to register. Just theoretically, you get a 3 extra month warranty, longer warranty. I'm guessing that's not going to matter, but it may. And it did come with a little, so you have to, of course, jump. To get up to 12 volts, you have to run the batteries, to get up to 24 volts, you have to take the two 12-volt batteries and connect them in series. When I was looking on the Amazon site, I thought it said that the two batteries I was buying, because I bought it as a set, came with the jumper, but it didn't. Of course, I hadn't actually looked in the jump, the case. I hadn't opened up the case yet of the Neutron case that I got off of eBay. But when I did open it up, there was what looks like the original jumper so that you can run them in series, which is good because I actually had never, even when I had it before, I had just purchased an extra one so I could just swap them in and out and never had gotten, like I said, to a point of actually replacing the batteries. So I was pleasantly surprised that that was in there. The two batteries do fit as, as they said on the website. So I, you sort of have to slide them partway into the case. I just connected the jumper, and now I'm about to connect the other two terminals. And so the battery case not only holds the batteries, but then it has a little circuit board with an LED on it. Looks like a resistor and some other things so that you can plug the charger into it and charge the batteries up. So it makes it very nice instead of having, I guess, to take it apart and charge each battery separately. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Let's see, I'll edit it out if it ends up taking too long. So now I'm going to do, if I remember correctly, I'm going to do positive first, and that just slides on. Take off the one. The battery terminals came with little slide-on plastic protectors, so I slid them off. Now I'm sliding on the negative. Okay, theoretically, I think they come charged. I'm going to go ahead and put this on the charger. Just slides in there. It feels pretty snug. And then the case lid just sort of goes over top and clicks into place. It's not time to go. Is that not that far enough? Or things not going in? What's going on? That should be. Maybe I just need to. It's like it's not. Oh, I just had things in the way. What's going on? Why is this not? I feel like it's lining up correctly yet. In the upper corners. Maybe I just need to, okay. I think I just need to screw it in now. It looks like, what's going on? Something's not quite right. Oh, I see. So it looks like one of the small wires that runs from the PCB board, they sort of, they go to the terminals, like it was in front of the holes. There's two holes that you you line up with the lid so that you can screw this tight, and it was sort of in the way. I think that takes care of the issue. Yeah, it seems a little weird. I don't know. All I did was unscrew the lid before, so I guess that's where they belong. Just seem to be having issues getting it back in place. Make this tightly as I want. Now, we'll see how that does. Find the screws. This does use a something size star. Now I gotta find the, need to find the bit again, because it's a star shaped bit to screw it in. Which one was it? I think it was like a T10 star shaped, I guess Torque 10, what I had to fit, and that fits. It screws it in, so that seems to be working. Okay, I guess I could have put a, probably should have. Maybe I'll do that. Let me go get my voltmeter. I mean, nothing's blown up yet. I'm assuming I'm doing things right. I guess I should have put a voltmeter across it to make sure that I was actually seeing the 12 volts across the the battery. Oh, I guess for thoroughness sakes and padding out this show a little bit, I will be right back with my voltmeter. Okay, well, after a 20 or 30 minute fruitless search for, I think I have two multimeters, one in analog and one in digital, analog as in, you know, the needle was analog, it will measure DC voltage. I can't find either of them. It's very frustrating. You can hear my neighbor perhaps mowing his lawn in the background. Anyway, I just decided to go ahead. I got the charger out and plugged it in, and the red LED light came on, stating that it's charging. So I think right now I'm going to call this an episode, give this time to charge for a little bit, and then maybe do another episode when I get the mower running. So until then, thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.